you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you all for joining us for Park Hoppers Live this beautiful 3rd of July. We are here at the beautiful Big River Grill and Brewery. And my name is Park Hopper Sid, and this is my lovely guest host for the night,
Stormtrooper K.
Stormtrooper K. Woo-hoo! She was not going to tell me her name until just now. So, this is my very, very good friend, and she decided to join me tonight because Park Hopper John is still out of town. I think he's just running around seeing the sights.
Yeah, in Ohio.
It is, in Ohio. So, all honesty, Park Hopper Mom had some surgery last week. She is doing very well. She should be home any day now, and Park Hopper John is up there taking care of her and making sure that she is all good and everyone's taken care of. So, to all of you up in Ohio. So, before I move on, I do want to remind everyone you can find us, of course, on Facebook, you already have, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. It is all WDW Park Hoppers with an S. We are not on the Snapchat yet. We just cannot bring ourselves to do it. We have the friendliest wait staff tonight.
I do. I love live recording.
It's fantastic. So we are going to share some Disney news with you and just tell you a little bit going on down here in Florida. And then at the end, we'll have a question and answer time. So if you have any questions, if we don't make any sense at all and you need some clarification, definitely stick around and let us know. So to start with, it is July 3rd. I love this. Look, I don't know if you can see it. This is our, yeah, it's the best. So it is July 3rd, which means 4th of July is tomorrow. And there are lots of wonderful plans going on at Disney. If you are looking for a place to celebrate and you're still trying to get your act together, I'm going to say it.
Time to get on board.
It is. So I guess the parade and the race and everything happening over at the campgrounds already happened today.
Gotcha.
So if anybody participated in that, definitely let us know. We can't wait to hear about it. If you are still looking for something to do, tomorrow at Magic Kingdom, there are fireworks. So fireworks actually tonight and tomorrow, 9:15, gonna ring in the new year. Disney has a special fireworks celebration called Celebrate America. So it is their 4th of July concert in the sky.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Very exciting. And so they're going to have their amazing fireworks taken to the next level. Fantastic effects. It's all going to be above Cinderella's castle, and it's going to be set to an amazing musical score. So I'm really looking forward to watching this from afar.
Yeah, they're always great fireworks. You can see them from far away.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, at Magic Kingdom, from 7 p.m. to midnight tonight and tomorrow night, there are going to be two dance parties. One, the Independence Day dance party happening in Frontierland. And then the other one is the Independence Day party in Tomorrowland. So you have one for tomorrow and one for yesteryear.
I like that.
Yes. All right, we're going to go with that. So they will have
a DeLorean? Do I need a DeLorean?
No, probably just a, you know, gold pass.
Oh,
yeah. Silver pass? No. Gold pass? Maybe. All right. So it's going to be over in Frontierland, over in Tomorrowland. They're going to have multiple DJs, different types of music on both sides, so definitely check them both out. Have a fantastic night. Enjoy it. And they also, at each dance party, they have positioned them in such a way that if you stay there, it will give you a great view of the fireworks. So,
ooh, nice.
In addition, if you're over at Epcot, which a lot of people are tonight, it was pretty busy, they will have their Illuminations Reflection of Earth with a special 4th of July tag on the end of it. So, again, stunning fireworks, celebrate the past, the present, the future, along with some spectacular plans to highlight Independence Day here at Epcot. So, and then I guess the last thing they have is Voices of Liberty will have some special concerts and some special music going on. So definitely check all of this out. Come celebrate the 4th of July with Disney and with us. Anything to add? Any of that sound good to you?
Oh, the fireworks. Always the fireworks.
Always the fireworks.
Even if you can see them, Disney does an amazing job with fireworks. Got to see them from close up or a distance. Yeah.
Oh, and it looks like Park Hopper John is watching us. He said hi. He will be giving us notes as we go, so let us know.
Sounds good.
All right. So, would you like to take the next story?
I would love to.
Wonderful. So welcome, Stormtrooper K.
Thank you. So, real quick,
Okay, so the Peanut Gallery, because we are at the Big River
Brewery.
It's grill and brewery. I'm tripping over my own words. We have a little beer flight here, so we have lots of little beers sitting in front of us. So we're going to participate here and hope that we can get our words out as we go.
Yeah, who knows? It'll be fun. It's an experiment. It's like Stitch.
It is, except where I think we're like 6'2", 8".
That works.
All right.
We're in the future. It's good.
Actually, we're 7:03. Oh. July 3rd. Ooh, look what I did there.
You are an advanced chairman.
All right.
So
next story.
So there's a lot of great movies out right now. One of them is Ant-Man and the Wasp. Have you heard of it, right?
I have heard of it. It actually opens next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yes.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. So in honor of that, because it is a Disney IP, intellectual property, Jock Lindsey's at Disney Springs is going to be doing a... ant-sized food menu called Ant-Man and the Wasp event. Very exciting. To push people to get excitement going for that, they're going to have a number of offerings for tiny food, extra large food, based on, have you seen the trailer? You know, it's large, extra small. Some of the menu items that, this is fun. I'm not...
So, you are doing fantastic.
You're just a pro, and I am.
Oh, whatever. So, what is the first jumbo size food they will have?
First jumbo one is the Jumbo Pirates Pretzel. Looks really, really good. An enormous pretzel, spicy German mustard, beer cheese fondue. Looks pretty awesome. So then the other large one, Goliath Slider. Say that 5 times fast.
Goliath Slider. Yeah. All right, I got 3.
Yeah, you got 3. Right. It's pretty good. That is a giant version of Reggie's favorite snack. I love Reggie. Reggie's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dig it. So beef burger, tomato, shredded lettuce, all the good stuff.
Does that say 14-ounce burger?
Oh, my gosh, it does.
That is huge.
Wow, that's 14 ounces.
That looks fantastic.
So now we're going to go to the small side.
All right.
The shrunken empanadas. Crispy fried empanadas, hand-stuffed with beef, onions, things, good, yum, all kinds of food.
Empanadas about that big.
This big. Like for a hamster.
Still Disney priced, but that big. All right.
That's true. And then the other small one, mini pork belly bao buns. The sliced braised pork belly with Korean barbecue sauce, pickled vegetables, cilantro on a steam bun. That sounds like when you go to the boathouse, the Korean barbecue tacos. Super yum.
Probably very similar because they do share a lot of menus across the Disney Springs restaurant. So that actually, that all sounds good.
That's legit. So they don't have exact dates for the event yet. Keep that in mind. That's something to look out for.
Absolutely. That sounds so good. Thank you. All right. So we have dates for the Hollywood Studios unveil. Well, okay. He's only been gone a week. I don't have dates. The Hollywood Studios unveiling of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So they have... No, I'm not even going to try to say it once anymore. So, a new image has been shared of the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. This is the attraction that is going to open at Hollywood Studios in 2019. This is where the Great Movie Ride used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, the attraction is, if you have not heard of this yet, it will totally immerse guests in a cartoon world and will feature new catchy theme songs created specifically for the attraction. Okay, so I want you to know that right now we are watching some of our studio audience for the first time realize that they closed the Great Movie Ride, and it's heartbreaking. I want to do you need to wipe down tears? I'm so sorry. All right, she's got beer. She's good. So, fun begins as you will see the premiere of a new cartoon short with Mickey and Minnie preparing for a picnic. As they head out, they drive alongside a train, and they find out that the engineer is Goofy. I think that sounds adorable.
It does.
All right. Then one magical moment lets you step into the movie and onto Goofy's train for a wacky and wild ride. The teams have been helping to create the attraction are currently working with partners at Disney and at the Disney Television Animation Studios to keep the characters and the storyline authentic and to allow the guests to join Mickey and his friends like never before. So we will, as soon as we have any other updates, any other information, we will definitely let you know. To me, it really does sound like the cartoon where Mickey stepped through the looking glass and all of a sudden he was in another world. And so, it's kind of I've always said this, it sounds like a combination of that and like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit world.
Oh yeah, that's a
great we're totally attitude. Backstage walking around with the cartoon. So we are
that's gonna be fun.
So I'm looking forward to this. As soon as we have more information, we will let you know. Again, this is gonna open sometime in 2019. We have no exact dates, but we're looking forward to it.
I am.
Absolutely. All right, now, before we move on,
okay.
I do want to mention two other quick things. So, as you know, we do not do any sort of donations or anything like that to continue to do the WW Park Hoppers website or the Facebook Live events or anything like that. This is all out of pocket and out of the love of our heart, because we do. We love Disney. If you would like to support us in some way, everyone shops at Amazon. All we're asking you do is to type into your search bar wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon, and that will actually take you directly to Amazon. It just lets them know that we sent you there, and we get a couple of pennies back from them. So it doesn't add anything to your purchase. It doesn't change any of your settings or anything like that. It just lets them know that you watched us and we sent you there. The other option is, if you want to look for something that maybe you can't find on Amazon, we've actually gone and talked to, talked to some different people and looked at some different websites, and we have a shop that is the wdwparkhoppers.com/shop, and these are items that we have picked and that we just thought were wonderful and would be great in our home and our lives, and thought you might enjoy them also. So definitely go check these out. wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon/shop and check these out. So thank you so much for your support. So you have new news on something happening at Disney Springs.
I do. So speaking of shopping, Disney Springs is my second favorite place to shop behind your site.
Aww, you're so sweet.
Yours is amazing. Disney Springs is also kind of fun.
Okay. She's been drinking beer.
More of the Disney magic. It's all the Disney magic.
Alright, so what is happening at Disney Springs?
So for Disney Springs, Planet Hollywood, their observatory, is launching Chicken Guy, the new quick serve restaurant there.
Ooh.
So according to job listings, restaurateur, Robert Earl and Chef Guy Fieri. Everybody knows Guy Fieri.
Your husband was really excited about Guy Fieri.
He kind of likes him. Kind of a big deal. They have teamed up on a new concept for the Planet Hollywood Observatory. It'll be opening a new quick serve location there. So their new restaurant, again, called Chicken Guy, love that, very cute.
I do.
Is now hiring for cooks, cashiers, hosts, dining room attendants, dishwashers, and the new restaurant will feature food that's made from scratch and fresh to order.
Ooh.
So the menu includes sandwiches, salads, wraps, soup, sounds like everything that's good. No word yet on an opening day, because they're still just publishing for hired staff.
Okay.
Job opening, right. But again, called Chicken Guy, Planet Hollywood, Disney Springs, sounds amazing.
All right, we're going to have to look out for more information.
Let's do.
And do you think maybe they'll have chicken on the menu?
I don't know. I kind of wonder if it's going to be like a buffalo burger, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? It could be sushi called Chicken Guy. It could be.
Right.
You never know.
I don't know. Right.
All right, so back to Hollywood Studios. That's where I just keep seeming to land today.
I dig it.
There is a new show, Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, is opening at Disney's Hollywood Studios in early 2019. So we pretty much know everything that's happening for the end of this year. But calling all aspiring racers of all ages, because early in 2019, there's going to be another exciting reason to get revved up about a visit to Hollywood Studios. There is Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, a high-octane, first-of-its-kind new show that'll put you right in the middle of the world of the Disney Pixar cars. I like that.
I think
this sounds great. So, at Lightning McQueen's Race Academy, located near the Rock and Roller Coaster, so they're going to put it over on that side, you'll come face-to-face with racing legend Lightning McQueen, who is excited to showcase what he's learned over the years, and he's going to share that with everyone who attends. So that, I don't know, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And he's also going to be training the next generation of rookie racers. Of course, as Lightning McQueen has discovered throughout his career, things don't always go according to plan. So he has to think fast to get back on course, and with his friends Tow Mater, Cruz Ramirez, and the whole gang from Radiator Springs on his side, Lightning is gearing up for the challenge.
The whole gang.
I
dig it.
I'm going to like this. I wonder if there's an age limit.
Because
there's, like, you to the Star Wars Academy, there's an age limit. I've tried to sneak in a few times. I'm kind of short. They always catch me.
An age maximum. So you have to be, so you're 20?
Aw, you're so cute. I'm going to keep her. Sorry,
at least
car cop for John.
No. You guys are pros. I'm good. This is fun.
And now I'm sending you back to Disney Springs.
Because I love Disney Springs.
Where's the book? We have a book. All right, we have props for this one. So, I'll hold the book. There we go. Now, and we mentioned this last week, but we definitely want you to know that Disney Springs is getting ready for another, just like we did the bourbon event.
Yeah.
And you were there with us.
Yes, it was great.
Brews and barbecue. So, you had some information on it.
Great.
Okay.
So, because it's summer, getting ready and gearing up for the fun, there's another food experience, this time at Disney Springs. It's called, again, Brews and Barbecue, just like you said. I'll discover a whole new host of tasty and unique foods and beverage pairings as you meander through the many restaurants and shops throughout the area. This experience will bring you mouth-watering, barbecue-inspired dishes at nearly every restaurant in Disney Springs. And there's a lot of pages in there.
There are.
A lot of examples. So,
let's see. And this started, it's beer and craft beer and barbecue.
Yeah, craft beer and barbecue. It started on June 29th. And we'll be able to find, it's 23 different locations. All of that is inside the booklet. It's more like a passport. The Bourbon Experience had a passport.
It did. So it's like food and wine festival, flower and garden festival, you get the passport. I'm kind of looking forward to, so this is a little different. You think beer, you think barbecue. Well, there is actually an option for the ganachery.
Ooh.
Including a house-made s'more with a powdered sugar Mickey Mouse.
Stop it. That sounds amazing.
With vanilla bean marshmallow and salted caramel ganache.
Can we make it? Can we get over there now?
I don't think we're going to make it tonight.
Okay.
Well, we could. I mean, it's Disney Springs. That's everything true. Else is slam, so.
They're open late.
All right.
So as long as you're 21, you have to be 21, sorry. But
Just made it,
yeah. So you do have to be 21, but it's going to be, what's it? Peanut Gallery, good times.
Peanut Gallery is throwing us a little bit tonight.
It's definitely going to be a fun summer with that at Disney Springs.
All right, and yes, we've just been corrected. Yes, we mean Discover Bourbon.
Well, Discover.
Yes, remember, it changed its name because, well, Disney had a small...
reasons.
Yes. So I do want to tell you, on top of all of the wonderful food offerings, I found this in the booklet earlier, there are some grilling essentials that are offered.
Nice.
Are you looking for some sunglasses while you're outside grilling?
Maybe.
Go to Sunglass Icon.
Okay.
The Sugar Boo & Company has stylish Pilsner glasses and a miniature grill set so you can have your beer with you.
Yeah.
Savannah Bee Company. Discover honey products that are perfect for grilling, including a smoky finish flavor palmetto honey.
Wow.
And then you can wash it down with a honey mead brew.
I dig it.
The Rinse Bath & Body Company even has beer and hickory scented soaps.
Oh wow.
I would like the hickory scented soap.
This is like a party for the senses, but
it is
a party for the senses.
No. That's happening in October over at Epcot. Tickets are for sale right now on any of the Disney websites. And the last thing is the Spice and Tea Exchange, which is located inside Mickey's Pantry, actually has some spices and herb mixes to add to your grilling. So we've actually got some great options here and some other ways to just entice you to go to Disney and, of course, spend money.
And I've always said, if Disney turned shopping and dining into a theme park and called it Disney Springs, it's fantastic.
If they can stick a Mickey on it and increase the price, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We all fall for it. So, look, we have ears.
All the ears.
Yeah, and we have jewelry.
Yes.
So, we get it, Disney. We're part of your audience. So, thank you so much for being here tonight.
You have no idea
how much I appreciate it. So, next week, we haven't decided where we're going to be next week, and I am still looking for a guest host, if anyone's interested. But we're probably going to be back at Disney Springs, so if you have a vote, go on to the website and look at the options for the brews and barbecues, and we're going to be there, and we're going to definitely be promoting this on-site at Disney Springs.
Yep.
thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for being here with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, this is a great time. So lovely.
This has been a wonderful time. And I hope that John and gets back, support over John gets back soon.
Absolutely.
Send all the warm wishes to them back in Ohio.
Beautiful. And please give Park Hopper Mom our hugs and our kisses. Mm-hmm. And so, and now, I guess we're going to go and take a look. Oh, one last thing. If you are watching and you've made it this far, then you definitely need to sign up over at www.parkhoppers.com/newsletter.
Right.
Sign up for the newsletter. It's free. We do not sell the list. We're just going to send you some information that lets you know what's going on with us and what's going on, you know, just around the Disney World area. Yeah, there we go.
Easy for you to say.
Not today it is. So.
Try the runaway railway.
Runaway railway. Yeah, I got it. 2.5. So, again, thank you for joining us for all things Walt Disney World. 4 parks, 1 world, and everything in between.
There you go.